It's the vacation edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. If we were in Aberdeen, Washington today, we'd be celebrating Kurt Cobain Day. Yet another reason not to go to Aberdeen, Washington. Time for the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 30 days, you can get in here now. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 1-888-550-KTRS. On your cell phones, star KTRS. In the half hour after the challenge today, I will have a new batch of knuckleheads in the news to share with you. And also, Kate Meehan will be back filling in for Mike Evans, who is on vacation in Hawaii, while Frank and Ian and Dan are in Mexico with over 100 of our listeners. Like I said, they're on vacation, but we're here and we get to play, and so do you. So let's go right to the phones and meet our first contestant. Hello, Ted.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. Exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
I am stuck on 270, and I wish I was smoking a joint.
All right. Let me turn on the semi-random category computer. My finger slipped off the button there. That's where the questions and categories are. Well, I mentioned that today is Kurt Cobain Day in Aberdeen, Washington, and we have a category called Famous Musicians Days. Famous Musicians Days. Or you can have four-letter scramble. Or you can have animal moms. Which one would you like?
Let's take the first one. Let's do it.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. We start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. If you get 7 points or less, we will end up having to punish you. But if you get past 7 points on the punishment threshold with eight or more, you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
That's right, Paul. You get your choice of one dozen donuts from Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
With two locations in Florissant and Cottleville.
Cottleville. Ask for the bacon maple donut while you're there. Bacon.
Or tickets to the 27th Annual St. Louis Working Women's Survival Show. All this weekend at St. Charles Convention Center. Or Werenberg Movie Passes.
Werenberg.
To the Endless Love Movie or the Lego Movie.
Yeah, get your choice of those prices if you earn them, Ted. But if you get all the questions right, that's 15 points. We call it a clean sweep. You'll get all the prizes. That's a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
That is right. All right, your category is Famous Musicians Days. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which British city celebrates Beatles Day on July 10th?
Liverpool.
Correct. Which purple artist is honored in his hometown of Minneapolis on July 7th?
Prince.
Correct. Which Jamaican reggae star did Toronto Mayor Rob Ford honor with his own day on February 6th?
Marley.
Correct. Which rock band's lead singer is honored with an annual AIDS fundraising event on September 5th called Freddie for a Day?
Queen.
Correct. Which Swedish quartet will be honored with an entire March weekend in Roosendaal in the Netherlands?
ABBA.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is how you play the Harris Challenge. You wait for the question, you answer the question, you get the $1 million prize package for the clean sweep. There you go, Ted. Stand by. Frank will tell you how you get your prizes, and I'll move on to contestant number two. Hello, Taylor.
Hello.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
My name's Taylor, and a special shout-out to Scrapmauer out in Valley Park, Missouri.
I'm sorry, a shout-out to who?
Scrapmauer out in Valley Park, Missouri.
Scrapmart?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure they got the plug there, because I didn't hear it correctly. Taylor, we have three categories to choose from. Four-letter scramble, animal moms, or stuff that happened.
Four-letter scramble.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What four-letter word can you make up when you mix up the letters in the word sing?
Sign.
Correct. What four-letter word can you make when you mix up the letters in flow?
Wolf.
Correct. What four-letter word can you make when you mix up the letters in tend, T-E-N-D?
Dent.
Dent is right. What four-letter word do you get from the letters in nuts?
Stun.
Yeah, just flip it around. You get stun. And what four-letter word can you make when you mix up the letters in leaf, L-E-A-F?
Lee.
That is also a clean sweep. Two in a row today. Congratulations, Taylor. Congratulations, Taylor.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Stand by. Frank will tell you how you get your prizes as well. And we will move on to our next contestant. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Paul. How are you today?
I'm good. Your five-second cheap plug opportunity? Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to take my daughter out to fly a couple kites, but it's way too windy here in Webster Groves.
Yeah, you could fly that kite in Webster Groves, but the next thing you know, it's in Wentzville.
Yeah. So oh. They're brand new purchase, so I figured I'd wait.
Okay. Let me just say we had a person fall off one of the other lines here, so we do have an opportunity for somebody else to get in here on one of our phone lines. But which category would you like, Chris? We have Stuff That Happened, Animal Moms, or Hits of the 80s?
Let's go with Hits of the 80s.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which group did the song Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go?
Wham.
Correct. Which group did Karma Chameleon?
Boy George.
What was the group's name?
Culture Club.
Correct. Which group did Sweet Dreams Are Made of This?
Eurythmics.
Correct. Which group did Girls on Film?
I don't know that one.
Pass?
Pass, yeah.
Which group did Come On, Eileen?
I don't know what to say. The Kinks?
Dexys, Midnight Runners.
Yeah, that would never have happened in my brain.
Back to the four-pointer. Which group did Girls on Film?
Girls on Film. Blondie?
Duran Duran.
Ah, crud.
Chris, let's see how you did here. You got the one, the two, and the three. Oh, that's only 6 points. I'm sorry about that. That means you're going to have to be punished. Yesterday, for punishment music, we had Leonard Nimoy, because he's sick now. I thought we'd honor him by having him do his version of Proud Mary. And a couple of listeners emailed me and said, don't you have another version of Proud Mary by some people who don't even know the lyrics to the song? And I said, yes, I do. And so I've dug it up again to use today as our punishment music. Ladies and gentlemen, here singing the wrong lyrics to Proud Mary are the Nashville Country Singers. No, it's left a good job in the city. Try it again. Left.
Working for a job in the city.
Okay.
Working for the man every night and day.
That was correct.
And I never lost the manner of speaking.
No. And I never lost a minute of sleeping.
And I'll never get those 30 seconds back.
Worrying about the way things might happen.
Here comes the chorus.
Big wheel keep on rolling.
No, the big wheel keeps on turning. You morons.
I'll never keep on going.
That's not the words either.
Rolling. Rolling.
I don't know what more I can do, Chris. I don't know what more I can do.
No, you've done enough, Paul. Thank you. I'm still aiming the PM, though.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Have a great night.
You too.
Let's meet our next contestant. Hello, Patty.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm on my way home from work, and everybody should pay their taxes and file on time.
Are you with the IRS, Patty?
No comment.
I'm sorry?
I said no comment.
No comment. In other words, you're with the Missouri Department of Revenue. Okay. You can have Stuff That Happened or Animal Moms.
Stuff That Happened.
60 seconds on the clock, Patty. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What was the first nation to legalize the birth control pill in May 1960?
Germany.
USA. What kind of bomb was dropped from the air for the first time in May 1956?
H-bomb?
Correct, the hydrogen bomb. Which state's legislature passed a bill in May 2000 to remove the Confederate flag from its state house?
Alabama?
South Carolina. What kind of weapon did an English lawyer named James Puckle invent in 1718? Was it the catapult, the machine gun, or the handgun?
Handgun?
Machine gun. What barrier was Jacqueline Cochran the first woman to break in May 1953?
Fence.
I'm sorry, what was your answer, Patty?
Sound barrier.
The sound barrier is correct. The bad news is you got the 5 and the 2, and it's only 7 points. So, once again, the Nashville Country Singers had to botch a song in your honor.
Seen a lot of plates in Memphis.
Okay, they've cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis. Not they've seen a lot of plays in Memphis.
Humped a lot of grain in New Orleans.
No. You didn't hump a lot of grain. You pumped a lot of pain.
But I never saw the good side of the city till I hitched a ride on the riverboat queen. Big wheel keep on rolling.
Turning.
I'll never keep on going.
Burning.
Rolling. Rolling. Rolling on the river.
Tina Turner is turning over in her grave, and she's not even dead. That's how bad that is.
You're right. I agree.
Patty, I'm glad you called. Thanks very much. Here's our final contestant today. Hello, Tom.
How you doing, Paul?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just wanted to invite everybody out to the Purina Bagum Strip Pet Parade on Sunday. It's a fun time.
Where is it?
It's in Soulard.
Cool. Okay.
Starts at 10 o'clock. The Bare Naked Ladies will be there.
They
and,
will?
And Andy Cohen is the master of ceremonies.
Really? I didn't know that they were coming into town this year.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Andy Cohen, a hometown boy. Bare
yep.
Naked Ladies, not hometown boys. But terrific band. Wow, I didn't
yep.
know that. I may have to go downtown on Sunday. Thanks for telling me about that, Tom.
Sure.
Your category is Animal Moms. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. When a mother opossum gives birth, which of these would you need to hold her entire litter? A teaspoon, a filing cabinet, or a Honda Civic?
Filing cabinet.
A teaspoon. Within two, how many days after a newborn caribou baby is born can it outrun its mother?
Two.
Three, so you get the points. If you're a dolphin mom, how long do you nurse your child? 2 months, 12 months, or 2 years?
2 months.
2 years. What part of their body do penguin mothers use to keep their newborns off the frozen ground?
Their feet.
Correct. Now for the win. Which animal often gives birth while standing, so the newborn's first experience outside the womb is a 6-foot drop?
A giraffe.
I hope you're right, Tom, because I don't want to hear those singers again.
Well, just give it to me then.
Okay, I will, because it's the correct answer. It is the giraffe, and you've got 10, you got 11 points. No, it's 11 points, Tom. You're a winner.
Great.
Congratulations. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. Frank will tell you how you get your prizes, and I'll work up a new batch of punishment music and a whole new batch of questions, and we'll do it tomorrow at its regular time. The Harris Challenge airs Fridays at 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.